Good morning, everyone. I'd like to say thanks be to God that through His Word and mercy that we're able to get salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to also thank the elders for the opportunity this morning to present a lesson to you. Thank you as a congregation. And most of all, we'd like to thank you visitors for coming out, being with us this morning, worshiping God, learning more about the truth. Running the race. You can find that over in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Many of us, either in school or playing, growing up, maybe even today now as a competition or just for enjoyment or to keep physically fit, we run. Hopefully we're not running to save our life, running away from something. But nonetheless, we have ran or have run in our lives. Today we're going to look at being a Christian and apply that as running a race. Because if you're going to get ready for a race, what do you have to do? You have to train, you have to prepare yourself mentally and physically. You have to continue to strive and work in that effort. You have to show endurance. You have to be able to go through the difficult times, through the pain or the difficulty. Because you know that you'll be encountering competition, but also you're working toward what? A goal. Goals that you have set, goals that have to be set to win the race, and then ultimately the finish line, so that you can get that prize. And we're going to look at these aspects of running a race, but from a Christian perspective this morning. So as a runner, we have to train. Just as a Christian, we have to train. We have to prepare ourselves to fight sin, to teach others, to be ready to give an account for that which we believe and do. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 15 and 16. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So what do we need to do in verse 15? We need to study. What study? We have to open our mind, our heart. We have to look at it. We have to analyze it. We have to question it from a righteous type of questioning. Because we need to show ourselves approved. We need to show that we're worthy, that God's truth needs to be in us, and we need to apply that. It's going to take some work, and we can't be ashamed of it. And that way we can rightly divide things. We can divide the truth from a lie. We can divide tradition from what God has commanded us to do. And these are things that we need to know. Just as you're preparing to run a race, you need to prepare yourself. If you're going to do that, what would you do? You might show up to the course. You might get on the internet and look at pictures of how this course is going to be, whether there's any hills, inclines, declines, things to anticipate and prepare for. That's what we too as Christians have to do when they're running that spiritual race. Stay in Timothy, but it'd be 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So we can get a little benefit out of some physical activity. There's no doubt about that. But we need that spiritual fitness. We need to have that spiritual exercise that we're doing daily so that we can have that promise of life, so that we can have that eternal life with God and His promises. And if we're going to train and prepare ourselves, we need to get rid of some things, right? You're not going to necessarily the day, especially the race day, you're not going to put on a rucksack with 50 pounds. You're not going to put weights on your legs or your feet. What are you going to do? You're going to be as light and as prepared as you can be. And that's what we need to do as Christians. Let's look over at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So if that sin is holding you back, if that bad habit is still around, keeping you from serving God the way you need to, drop it. Stop it. Drop, stop, and roll. So we need to put that flame out. We need to extinguish that problem or that difficulty, because weight is holding us back. Waiting to do something, or the actual bearing the sin or bearing the problem that we now have put ourselves with. So training is important as a Christian, just as a runner. So we need to set goals along the way, right? Just as Christians. Are we planning on just looking at God's Word when we get around to it, or do we set that time aside daily? Are we setting our purpose in life for God? Are we getting around to it? If you're a runner, you don't get around to running, do you? It's a conscious effort. You're going to prepare yourself. You're going to make time for it, just as we as Christians should. Turn over to stay in Hebrews. We'll go to chapter 12, same chapter, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So who should we be looking to as Christians when we're running that spiritual race? Jesus. Jesus, our Savior. He's laid down his life. He's prepared the path for us. He's the author and finisher. He created it and he finished it. And this is why he's seated at the right hand of God. Is there anything else that Jesus can do to save you? Did he leave something out? Absolutely not. It's now our turn. It's our opportunity. There's nothing more God can do to save us. He's done it all. He sent his Son to take our sins away. What have we done for Jesus today? We've got to remember, too, that along the way, not only do we train and set goals, but we need to have endurance. Being a Christian is not, well, I was baptized, I think I'll do it till the end of the day, or I'll do it till the end of the week, and then I may get tired of it. It doesn't work that way, does it? Just as a runner, when you're preparing yourself, you got to continue to have that endurance. You got to have that willpower, that want to, so that you're out there running. You're beating your feet on the pavement, so to speak. Just as Christians, we need to be out there, living Christ, doing the things that we can for Christ, setting the example, letting our light shine in a world of darkness. And this will take endurance. And we're going to be weary. We're going to get tired of it. It's not going to be fun anymore sometimes. But let's look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So we got to have that endurance. We can't faint. We can't quit. Oh, it's just so hard. I'm breaking a sweat. I'm tired. My ankles hurt. My legs, my sore muscles, whatever. Just as Christians, we can't say, well, that sin really held me back, or I shouldn't have said that. We'll go make it right. So we can't let these little things, these inconveniences or whatever is holding us back, we can't let it hold us back. We've got to show that endurance. Got to show that want to, that will, and not faint. Another one to look at is we're not alone in this. Sometimes when you're running a race, you feel like you're alone. It's all between you, your mind, and your body. You just make it happen. Well, we're not alone as a Christian. Let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 40. verses 29, 30, and 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So through God it is possible. Through Him it can be done. It's that endurance that we're going to get from the Lord. It's not that we totally rely upon the Lord. It takes us. We have to be doing something. We have to be serving God and growing. We can't be waiting on God on that. But He's there for us. We're not alone. Because we've got to remember that Christ strengthens us. Let's turn over to Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, we'll start in verse 13 here. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. So we can do it. We can make it happen. It is possible. I've heard that before, especially in Europe. It is not possible. When it is possible, and it will be possible through Christ when we're speaking spiritually, because He can strengthen us. He can sustain us. He can give us that endurance that we need in that spiritual race. Maybe in that physical race. But definitely in that spiritual race. Because as we read in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, that's where the endurance is. Author and finisher of our faith. It's going to be that Christ, Jesus Christ. And why do we have this difficulty? Why do we need this endurance? Because we're going to have tribulations. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 5 and see kind of the significance of these tribulations. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. So we see here that we're going to have these tribulations. We're going to have these difficulties because that's going to help work patience in us. How do we know we have patience? Do we have to use it, right? How do we know we can run that race? When we finish it. So it's going to take some effort, some action. Just as being a Christian, we've got to take that effort and action. And we're going to have that tribulation. We're going to have that difficulty. But we can't let it set us back. Can't let us hold us back from the truth and serving God. Because we have to be careful in nothing. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Why do we need to let our requests be known? Because He cares. He loves us. We're made in His image. Just as we care for our children. They somewhat resemble us, hopefully. But they look like us. We love them. We care for them. And we provide a lot for them. And we're glad to, because we love them. God does the same for us. He loves us. He cares for us. He's created us in His image. Just as if we're running a race, that physical race, we're going to help people along the way. We're going to give them encouragement. We're going to tell them, hey, pick up the pace. Hey, follow me. I bet you can't keep up with me. I bet I got a quicker pace. As a challenge, a friendly challenge. We need to do that as Christians, don't we? We need to challenge each other. We need to help each other. Give that encouragement along the way. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. So we need to help each other along the way, just as Christ helped us, the ultimate example. We too need to help ourselves, but help others, whether it be that physical race, definitely that spiritual race. Because with patience or perseverance, we're going to get something. So let's turn over to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. So that's where we can get our hope, is through the Scripture. We can be comforted by that, knowing that Christ has given all for us, that God loves us. So we can have that perseverance or that patience, because we're going to need it. Is there any Christian out here that hadn't needed it? We all need it. So we need to sustain it, prepare ourselves for it. Just as you're running a race, what do you need to do? We talked about prepare, we have to set goals, we have to have the endurance. But what's something fundamental to the whole thing? Got to follow the rules, right? Let's say I run the race in record time, but it was the day before the official race. Does it count? Let's say I decide I don't like that path. I'm going to take another route. I don't like that route. I'm going to take the easier route or the harder route, whatever route. Is it official when I cross the line? No. Didn't follow the rules. So following the rules are important as Christians, just as it is for a runner. Turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully? So we got to follow the rules. We have to follow God's rules if we're trying to win that spiritual race. We got to follow man's rules or the Boston Marathon rules or whatever rules for that race that we're running. That physical race. Got to follow the rules. And how do we know the rules? We've got to study. Show ourselves approved, as we read in the Scripture there. And where do we get that? Let's stay in the 2 Timothy, but go to chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Just as you're preparing for that physical race, the Boston Marathon, you're going to look that up on the internet. You're going to register. You're going to see what the route is. You're going to see when the rules are, the date, the time, the place to be there, and the route to run. We need to do the same as those spiritual runners, those spiritual Christians. We need to follow the rules that God has outlined for us here in the Bible. We need to make sure that we understand what the truth is and what we need to do and where we get our authority for the things that we do as Christians. If we can't explain it, we need to put our nose in the book, right? The Bible. And learn it. Be prepared to answer why. The last thing on running a race is you're trying to get what? Get it over with, for sure. But you're trying to get the prize, right? Get to the finish line. Just as Christians, we have a finish line, don't we? Salvation. Eternal life. Heaven. Goes by many names, but fundamentally, we're going to be with God. And we need to be with God in eternity. Turn over to James chapter 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Again, it speaks of endurance. We've got to endure that temptation or difficulty. We will be tried, and we want to receive that crown of life, that eternal life, that promise in heaven. We have to strive for the incorruptible crown, because just as a runner, just as in the Greek and Roman times, they would get anticus leaves. They're going to wither, right? Pluck it off a tree. How good is a leaf for? A couple of hours, day at the best, it withers, it dies. It's no longer green, it's now brown, and it becomes compost. So that's not what we're trying to achieve as Christians. We're trying to get that permanence, that incorruptible crown. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verses 25, 26, and 27. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So we see here that we need to work toward that incorruptible crown. We need to make sure that we bring ourselves under the subjection of Christ, under His Word, His will, the Scripture. Because it's not uncertain. We know there's a certain end. We know that we're all waiting for the other side of eternity. This is like a vapor. It's here, it's there, it's gone. And then we spend eternity. Whether it be with the devil and his angels and other evil people in the lake of fire, or whether it be with God and the saints, the prophets, those that we read about in the Old and New Testament, those that are here today, those that have passed on, those that are soon to be. It will be with those people. Who shall we be with? That is the question. Good example would be Paul, right? He had a good testament, and he provided a summary of his life. Let's look over at 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. He fought the good fight. He finished the course. He kept the faith. So that he will get the crown of righteousness. Is that something that we can say about ourselves, about our life, that Christian life? If we can't, we need to change it. It's in our power. It's in our ability through God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. It can be done. It is possible. Only through the Lord. Many of us have been baptized, had our sins washed away, and we know that we need to make changes. It's just like driving a car. What do you do when you're driving a car? You pay attention, gas pedal, and the brake, but you make minor adjustments, right? Left, right, because you're trying to stay between the lines, between the ditches. Hopefully on your side of the road would be ideal. But nonetheless, you're going to make minor adjustments along the way. That's what we have, too, as Christians have to do. Make those minor adjustments. We're going to mess up. We're going to run into the ditch. We're going to get over the center line or over the safety line to the right. But what do we need to do? We need to correct that. We need to steer it in the right direction. Through God's help, we need to make that correction. And any of us that have not been baptized, let's turn over to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting the way of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm about to leave the lesson with you this morning. But with that, we have to remember that we need to train to be faithful as Christians on running that spiritual race. We need to strive toward the goal, toward Christ and salvation, growing spiritually daily. We need to show that endurance in that spiritual race. We need to follow the rules. We need to follow God's law. Be obedient. So that we can achieve that prize, that salvation in Christ, eternal life, heaven forever. If there's anyone here that is running the race and has faltered and need the prayers of congregation, or those that have not entered the race by being baptized, we'd like to afford you that opportunity as we stand and sing this morning.